श्री परमात्मने नमः।
Language and words have their utility, very useful in everyday life. But deeper than language and words, and more important than language and words, are the emotions. If somebody starts getting things through heart, language is not required then. Love is greater than thoughts, deeper than thoughts. And God is never experienced through thoughts. Never. Cannot. Thoughts or words have their utility, no doubt, everyday life. In fact, language is one of the most important things in life. Everyday life cannot be possible without language, without words. Whole of our behavior is guided by words, our communication with others, thoughts, our relationships. But what I am trying to tell you, just by the way it has come to my mind, that deeper things of life, many times, are beyond language. Love is beyond language. When we describe love through language, it is the description of love. It is not love. Description of the shawl is not the shawl. So God is experienced not in head, but in heart, in love. And deeper the love is, the less the words are. How can God be described in words? It is impossible. Words are limited. God is unlimited. Words and languages are coming from God. They are the effects. God is the cause. The cause is always greater than the effect. Then somebody may ask, what is God? My answer is, God is God. God is God. The experience happens, there is no doubt about it. The experience happens. But the experience happens, not the description through words. It's not possible. In words, perhaps this much can be said, or it may indicate, when somebody is perfectly in peace, harmony with the universe, love, compassion, then one is with God. when there is perfect peace inside, total peace, and there is harmony of the individual with the universal, there is no conflict, then one is in God, with God. Nobody can catch God like an object. One can be with God, in God. We all are with God and in God. Only these desires of the pleasures of senses, the worldly desires, they are creating the gulf between us and God. These desires, thoughts and desires of the world. When there is no desire inside at all, then there is nothing but God. Then one is with one's own self. It is the most peaceful, it is the most beautiful, it is the most valuable, indescribable treasure to be with God and to remain with God only. Then you have nothing except bliss and peace and love and infinite happiness. And it is always found in your inner self, not outside of you, not in the world outside of you. Once it is experienced inside, then the interpretation of the outside changes. Then you see nothing but God everywhere. But firstly, the experience happens inside. Then there does not remain any difference between inside and outside also. And therefore, the search of the people in churches, in temples, in mosques, pagodas, the places of worship, is a discipline. It is the beginning. It is a sort of discipline only. They are searching here, there, like that. Somebody going to a church, somebody going to a temple, somebody going to a pagoda, somebody mosque, whatever. It creates the discipline. For some time it gives some sort of peace also, temporary peace, a feeling of peace for some time. But we want permanent peace, unshakable, which never goes away then. It is always there. There is a mental peace created by the environment and lesser thoughts, decrease in thoughts. We don't want even that peace. That peace is also good. People don't have even that. We don't want even that peace. There is another peace, peace of the self. We are nothing but peace. In the beginning, glimpses come of the permanent peace. Glimpses come. Sometimes the thoughts are less. one feels inside quietness. Different things happen to some of you also. Many things happen sometimes. Sometimes it appears, now it's nice, it's, I'm coming to the real thing, nearer. Sometimes one may feel, now I have become a yogi. In the evening, no yogi again. In the morning, feeling, very fine. After 1 hour, quarreling with the wife or the husband. What is this? It changes. It goes on changing. When it goes on changing, fluctuating, swinging, it is not the real thing. When the real thing happens, then somebody may quarrel with you, even the wife or the husband, the partner, or anybody, the father or the mother, one can even abuse or accuse, scold. But you simply watch the drama. You are not disturbed then. You don't react then. There is the truth of our own existence always with us. The truth of our own existence is God, because existence is one, and God is existence. God is consciousness. God is bliss. All our effort is nothing but to experience the truth of our own existence, the true existence. The existence which is there despite the body, despite the senses, despite the mind, the intellect, the emotions even, beyond them. It is for that experience that we pray to God.